Hello, dorks. I am joined with the very best that no one ever was. Today we're doing a special review, kind of like first impressions of a highly anticipated game, Pokemon Legends Arceus. And I'm joined with, of course, the very best that no one ever was, Zoe.
Hi, and it's Arceus.
How do you know it's Arceus?
Because the Pokemon person said it.
Who's Pokemon person? Like on the a video?
Yeah,
I saw it like on the official. Is it Arceus or Arceus?
Arceus.
Arceus.
I always have this argument. Don't bring up this argument.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing to bring up because we're going to be saying the word a bunch, right?
Oh, so
we
might Arceus. As well
get it out of the way now. So we're just going to call it Arceus.
Arceus.
If anyone calls it otherwise, come at us, bro. I don't know. But yeah, so Pokemon Arceus, Pokemon Legends Arceus came out this past Friday. Zoe, you have been playing it for 13 plus hours over this past weekend. So this is more of a first impressions. You know, I don't think you're anywhere close to finishing it, right?
No.
So you spent most of the time kind of exploring and stuff. So so just for frame of reference, we're going to do, I guess, kind of light spoilers. I mean, it's a Pokemon game. I don't know how much you can spoil. So let's not talk about too much about the type of Pokemon, some of the Pokemon that you've seen, just in case people want to keep it a surprise, anybody else playing around. But you have quelled 2 alpha Pokemon, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you might those 2 Pokemon probably have been seen in trailers and stuff, but you've quelled 2, and you're like 3 regions in, right?
2, I think? 2. I'm going to the 3rd one right now.
You've unlocked the 3rd one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's kind of where we're at. 13 hours in, most of that stuff has been exploring. So I guess we'll start over there. Going into this game, Zoe, how did you think it was going to be? Did you think it was going to be like a good game, or did you just think it was going to be like, well, I mean, they tried new things, but it's still the same old Pokemon?
I thought it was going to be a good game, but I thought it was going to be more complicated in a way where you have to craft and everything, kind of. But it's easy. I thought it was going to be hard, but it's actually a really good game, and it's kind of like Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, they've added just enough elements, which is good, because you know Pokemon does tend to run like on the younger crowd, right?
Yeah.
Younger, more casual crowd. So it's a little bit more complicated as far as like there is crafting, right? Like you said, there is a huge exploration element to it, which we'll talk about. But like overall, like when you battle, it's pretty much the same as like past Pokemon games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good. So it's still familiar, but it's different enough to where it's essentially like the direction that the Pokemon company should have been going like a long time ago. But yet we're finally here in 2022. Like they finally did it. Like this is the almost like the dream Pokemon game. Like, what do you think about it so far?
I like it. It's very different from the other Pokemon games.
What other Pokemon games have you played, just as a reminder?
Shield, let's go. Pikachu and Eevee.
You haven't played any, like, the DS or 3DS ones, right?
No.
Not Sun and Moon?
No.
Because that would have been around, like, that was like 7 years ago Sun and Moon came out. So
I've only played the Nintendo ones, the Switch ones.
The Switch ones, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, so that would be Let's Go and then Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, but let's be honest, like, those are the same as, like, all the handheld ones anyway. So, so how does this compare to that one? Does it exceed your expectations so far? Is it like about where you thought it was going to be, or granted we're 13 hours in, you're 13 hours and I haven't even started yet because you've just been hogging the TV like the entire weekend.
Hey, it's not my fault GameStop messed up.
Hey, you know what? If you had your own copy of the game, I could have been just alongside you playing on the side, catching up to you. But
you
now
offered.
I know, of course I did. I wanted you to play this game, but anyway, that's a side story for another day. But how does this game, like, expectation wise, like, meet your expectations? So is it better than you thought it was gonna be?
Like, it's better than I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be kind of like yes, I could explore, but not as much as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. The map is surprisingly like a lot bigger than I thought it was gonna be.
It's big, but I don't know if you could go to the other areas.
Oh, I think you'll definitely
hills. I mean,
yeah. Like, you mean climbing the mountains?
Climbing mountains.
Oh, I see.
Because, like, I can't jump.
Yeah, so it's not as free form as, like, Breath of the Wild is, of course. And I think that's maybe asking a little too much, at least at this point, where the Pokemon company is, or Game Freak. I suppose. Like, yeah, Game Freak, who makes all of the core Pokemon games. Like, maybe that's coming down the way, like ways to like climb mountains, and that would be really cool. But like, but on that point though, the map is like is sectioned off into different parts of the Hisui region, which I don't know if the Hisui region is new to the, because I haven't played all of the games, so I don't know if the Hisui region is like we've been there before. But yeah. It's sectioned off into sections that you have to like go with the security team or whatever, or the research team, so you can't just get freely explore like Breath of the Wild. But each of those sections are still big and varied, and like Pokemon roam in different areas, which is good. So
it's scary.
Yeah, so how are you enjoying the exploration part? That seems to be your favorite that seems to be your favorite part of the game so far.
It's fun, but kind of, it's really, 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 really scary.
Stressful.
It's stressful. I haven't died yet, but it's scary.
Why are you afraid?
Like, because they come at me randomly. I don't know what they're going to call it. Like, that one time when I was just going to go to that cute Pokemon, I was just trying to play with that little cute Pokemon, but it squirted poison at me out of nowhere.
That was hilarious, actually. Yeah, some Pokemon, and this is cool, too. Like, there's a lot of like little attention to detail about some of the wild Pokemon. Like, some of them are like super friendly, like the Bidoofs. Like, almost every time we see a Bidoof, it like runs up to you and like kind of like looks at you for a little bit before it runs off scared. And then there's like little cute flower Pokemon, like you mentioned, like you go up to it, it's like, oh, look at you, little guy, and then it shoots poison at you, and you're like, ah! And you're like running around poison status and everything.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Yeah, I really like the exploration on here, and it's just like Breath of the Wild, you know, it's not one to one, of course, but just like Breath of the Wild, it's very soothing and relaxing, even just watching you explore, you know.
It's a nice game.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, you know, it's not graphically as good as Breath of the Wild too. Like, it's a little behind.
Yeah,
you can see like in the background, like the stuff like clipping in, or like, you know,
yeah,
getting loaded in.
Yeah, especially when Pokemon fly in the sky, and it's like
a slideshow. But but like, at least the game isn't like chugging though, right?
Oh yeah.
So that was one thing I was worried about too, because like the first couple of trailers, you can see like it was just the main character was just like hiding in the grass, like throwing a Pokeball, like, you know, it's like, oh, this is the new Pokemon game, and he was like hiding in the grass, and like he was throwing a Pokeball, and it was chugging.
Was it
in the trailer, Zoe? In a trailer, it was chugging. So I was like, oh, there's no way this game is gonna run well.
Oh,
but so far it's running well.
I think they fixed it.
They fixed it from the time that it was revealed to now, and then what do you call it? Like, what was I gonna say? Like the loading time, like it doesn't take forever to load. Like if you fast travel to a camp, like, you're there like almost instantaneously, so
that's
good too.
Yeah.
What else? How are you enjoying like the world so far? This takes place in the past, I suppose. Like, you know, Pokemon technology isn't like, you know, as advanced as like, you know, where you are in Sword and Shield, for example. Like, how are you enjoying that? Does that kind of like add to like the charm of it a little bit?
Yeah, it's nice because like it's different. And it makes things a bit more difficult.
Yeah, a little bit. You can't just rely on, like, you know, whatever fascinating Pokemon technology to save you from doing whatever. Right?
There's no buildings you could hide in either.
Yeah, exactly. And most of, at least where you are so far, is just open fields with a few camps here and there. One kind of big-ish city. Little village, I guess, right? With like, little pagodas and things like that. And, you know, there's a lot of, like, Japanese imagery and a lot of Japanese like style towns, like old feudal Japan, which is cool. You know, I always love that kind of setting, so it's cool that they put that in a Pokemon game. And yeah, you're right, like the technology is so quaint that even the Pokeballs, they look like they're made of wood.
I know,
with little zippers and clips on them.
I know.
Yeah, it's really cool. So like, you know, just like with Breath of the Wild too, like there's a lot of like crafting and, you know, finding materials out in the world too. How do you feel like the game like balances that with like the exploration and the combat and things like that?
It's good.
It's not over incumbent. Like it's not like taking up too much of your time. You don't feel
no,
like
it's fun.
Yeah,
I think it makes it funner.
Yeah,
to like craft stuff.
It breaks up the monotony at least. Like you know you can spend some time finding materials, and then you'd be like, okay, now I'm just going to go fight some Pokemon, or now I'm going to go catch some Pokemon, or now I'm going to find some lost and found items, things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I did notice, too, and I was really worried, like, when you first started playing on Friday night, the tutorial is so long.
It is very long.
Yeah. It that's one thing I was concerned about, too. I thought the whole game was going to be like this.
Oh.
But, like, after, what, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours, like, the game kind of eases up and lets you...
Do whatever.
Just play.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's kind of the it's kind of like the bad part about evolving a game series that was kind of meant for a younger crowd, more casual crowd, that's not used to big open explorations or even having a camera control, right? You have to like ease them into it. And I think the only way to do that is to give them like a super long tutorial.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be rough, you know, if you haven't played this game yet and you're interested, like it's going to be a rough first 90 minutes to 2 hours, because like this is all stuff that you know already if you've played games for a long time, but you know, I don't know,
a tutorial's a tutorial.
It is, but like I feel like they could have like kept that down to like 45 minutes.
I mean, if you wanted to, you could go off exploring on your own in the middle of the tutorial.
Well, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I did that.
You did.
That was a big mistake,
because there was that boy, his name is Ray, because you picked a female character. Yeah. So like there's a boy named Ray. Well, I guess it's like your mentor, or you know, a kid.
Rival,
that's like,
I don't know.
Rival kid, whatever, friend, whatever.
Yeah.
He's like waiting for you at the like first area, and you're like, you're just like, okay, bye. He just went around him and just started looking at Pokemon, and almost got wrecked by a level 45 Snorlax right
I know.
In the beginning.
That was scary. That was very scary.
Yeah, the cool thing about like just seeing Pokemon out in the wild, just doing their own thing, and some of them are like frenzied, I guess, with the glowing red eyes. That adds like a little bit of fear and tension to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't
it's
that
scary.
Cool?
It's cool, but it's scary.
I mean, I never thought I would be like scared of a Pokemon game,
I'm terrified.
What do you see yourself kind of like Breath of the Wild, like after you quote unquote beat the game, you know, get past credits, do you see yourself still like continuing on, filling out this Pokedex and discovering more?
Yeah, I see myself doing it. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of Pokemon I have to catch.
Yeah, I think purposely you and I have both like not like looked up too much of this stuff. Well, for me at least, I didn't look up too much because for one, I didn't think this was going to be a good game. I'm happy to be proven wrong, and also like if this did end up being a good game and we ended up buying it, which we did, like I want to be surprised because it's been so long since I was surprised by a Pokemon game. The last time I was surprised by Pokemon was 1998.
Wow.
When like I first played Red and Blue on the original Game Boy. So, you know, this like adds new life to this series, I feel like. Like do you think more people will jump in on this game, or do you think less people would?
I mean, if you're a big fan of Breath of the Wild, I feel like all the Breath of the Wild fans would jump in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely, for sure. Yeah, if you're definitely a fan of like that type of exploration. Do you think, like, the younger Pokemon crowd, do you think they would see this and be excited about it? Or do you think they would be, like, turned off because it's a little too complicated?
I think they'll be a little bit turned off, but I think they'll think it's cool, but they'll be, like, it's too complicated at the same time.
Well, from your point of view, do you think... I know you're, like, good at games, right? So it's, I guess it's hard to ask you. Do you think it's too complicated?
No.
Yeah?
It's kind of easy, but it's just... I'm scared of it.
It's different.
It's different
for sure. It's different just enough to be like, oh, this is interesting. Like, this is finally what Pokemon should have been a long time ago. But, yeah, there's enough in here to, you know, for people who play, like, let's say Sword and Shield, the most recent one, to be like, oh, I recognize this. There's elements of, like, the Pokemon games that I really like that are in this one. So, like, you know, I'll jump in on it. You know, if I have to use the right stick to control the camera, oh, no. You know, then so be it. I'll just have to learn how to do camera control. But, to me, I feel like mostly just longtime fans would enjoy this more than, like, little kids.
I mean, right? Little kids, I feel like they'd get scared.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, scary elements, especially when those frenzied Pokemon, like, chase after you.
Yeah.
Not even like the frenzied ones, like even just the regular ones, they'll just run after
you. I know, and they'll attack you. And I'm like,
well, you know what? I think we're not giving kids like enough credit. Like some kids, sometimes kids like being scared.
That's true. Some kids are like.
Yeah, sometimes kids when they're 4 years old will wake up from their bed and watch The Walking Dead from the hallway of their house. You know. So I think some kids like being scared.
We'll talk about that. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you hoping for the rest of this game? Like what are you hoping to get out of it? Do you think, like, even if you're just doing the same thing for the next 20 hours or so, like, do you think that would be good enough for you, or is there anything that you're still waiting to happen or waiting to see?
I want to be able to actually climb mountains without relying on my Pokemon.
So you think you'll probably might find, like, mountain climbing gear
in the
or something?
Trailer, I saw a freaking glider.
A glider? Like,
not a glider, kind of like a bird Pokemon gliding through the air.
Oh, like holding on, like riding on the back of a bird Pokemon?
It's like a little, kind of like a glider, but it's just bird Pokemon gliding through the air. Yeah.
I know I've seen a trailer where you're, like, at least in the ocean or the lake or the rivers, like riding on a Pokemon's back. I don't think I've seen, like...
You've never seen the glider part?
Well, granted, I haven't seen all of the trailers either. Because, again, like I said, I was trying not to watch too much about this game just in case it was, like, good.
Yeah.
So you've seen, like, the trainer, like, on top of a...
Not on top. It's like a little metal thing, and the bird's holding onto the metal thing.
Oh.
And you're, like, you're there, and then you're gliding through the air with the bird.
Okay. So that's not so much climbing. That's more like just flying with your Pokemon.
It still kind of makes it easier to get up on mountains.
Oh, yeah. I'd imagine that's like late game stuff, right? Because that's going to break traversal if you get that now. Like, you just go anywhere you want without fear of like getting attacked by...
That's true. But you also got to be aware of the flying Pokemon.
That's true. Because we did see a Gyarados just like circling a lake or whatever. Like,
yeah.
In a way that you can't get to or even throw your Pokeball at.
I just noticed that there's flying Pokeballs, that I had flying Pokeballs.
Flying Pokeballs?
They're like air Pokeballs that you're supposed to throw
at feather ones, right?
The feather balls, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to throw those at those.
Like high in the sky?
I don't know. I read the description. It said something about you could throw those and you could catch Pokemon.
Oh, okay. I just assumed, you know, because I didn't sit down and watch you like the entire time.
I wasted most of the Pokeballs trying to catch that thing.
But I just assumed that the feather balls are... Like, you just throw them farther.
I think that's what it said. Something about throwing it further.
Yeah, so you might be able to throw it into the sky then, I think.
I should go back there.
Yeah, good idea. Hmm. You know, one thing I was also surprised by is how much, like, Generation 1 Pokemon are in this game. I just assumed it was going to be, like, Pokemon I didn't recognize because it's from the Hisui region, a region I'm not familiar with. Yeah. But no, there's some minor spoiler alert, but he's on the box. Pikachu's in it, Eevee's in it, and, you know, like, Lucario is in it, you know, a lot of...
Lucario's in it?
He's on the box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not seen Lucario yet.
Oh, yeah, we haven't seen him either, so I imagine he's probably... Because he's a popular Pokemon, so I imagine he's, like, going to be part of the story somehow.
Probably, maybe.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. And I'm happy that this is, like, breaking free from, like, the story, template of the past, where the story is just like, hey kid, you're new in town, you want to play with Pokemon, here, grab a Pokemon and go fight the gyms, I'll see you when you've done fighting the gyms. Actually, there are these four people who are very, very good at Pokemon battles, you should go battle them when you're done. So that's like, you know, every Pokemon game since, you know, the beginning of time. But this is like different, like you're some kid who fell out of like the sky.
Sky kid.
You're some sky kid who fell out of like a rift in the sky, and you're like new to this land, and you don't even dress the same. You're dressed like a modern kid in like, you know, feudal Japan times. So everyone's like, hey, who are you? Like, hey, like, we like, watch out for these Pokemon, they're dangerous. So, you know, it takes place in a time where humans and Pokemon don't exist together yet, or don't coexist together.
Yeah.
So you're helping a team of researchers, you know, find out more about Pokemon so that we can better understand them.
Yeah.
So like, that's basically the gist of the story. So you don't have to worry about gyms, you don't have to worry about stuff like that. Like, you are ranking up, but just as a researcher. Like, how good you are, like, at researching these Pokemon and, you know, and learning their attacks and seeing them and observing them in the wild. So yeah, do you like that aspect of it? Like, something different at least?
Yeah, I like it. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Anything that you miss about, like, the old style Pokemon?
No.
It's time to move on?
It's time to move on.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring.
I completely agree. Like, this is such a refreshing, like, time in this franchise's history. Again, like, this should have happened, like, 5 to 10 years ago.
It wouldn't have been as good 5, 10 years ago.
What do you mean it was good?
It wouldn't have been as good.
Well, I mean, like, you think because it's on the Switch, it was, like, better, like, because, like, you know, the Switch hardware is, like, you know, more powerful than the past stuff. Yeah, you got a point, but they could have, like, at least done it, like, in the chibi style.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
I guess so, huh?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I guess we should be thankful that, like, better late than never, that they still went in this direction, because can you imagine, like, what the sequel to this game is going to be like?
Probably be better.
Yeah, it's going to iterate on the elements here, like, on this game that... And just kind of make them better, like you said, and hopefully have a mini map.
Probably.
Yeah, that's one thing, like, was frustrating, at least watching you play. There's no mini map or no compass, like,
which
at
makes
all.
Things way harder.
But at least it makes it feel more like you're on an exploration, like you're going on a hike almost,
But you need maps.
I know, but you have a smartphone in
that
the game.
But you didn't use it.
But, like, no, that's my point, like. The game gives you a smartphone as a way to, like, communicate with the research team when you're out in the field. So just give the player a minimap, right? Or at least a compass.
They'll probably update it in the game later.
Do you think they'll be patched?
Probably. A lot of people will complain. They'll be like, we're patching this in.
Yeah. But so far it hasn't been, like, a huge problem, though, right? You've still been able to get around okay? Like,
yeah.
You just have to open up the map.
And place a pin.
Yeah, place a pin, and you can just kind of, like, follow the pin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not... So at least they have ways to, like, get around it, but, like, personally, me, like, I would prefer a mini-map.
I need a map, too. Yeah.
So I'd hope that would come in an update later. I imagine they'll have, like, some sort of DLC, maybe go to a new region or whatever, or a new island.
Probably.
In Hisui and fight new legendary Pokemon or whatever.
Depends on how popular the game is, though.
That's my next question. Do you think this will be... one of the most popular Pokemon or most sold Pokemon games?
Yeah.
Or do you think this is too different for the people who, like, have, you know, loved the games their entire life and, like, just love that formula?
I mean, I think the different in this Pokemon game is good. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to attract more people.
I definitely think it's going to attract more people, but I wonder if it's going to turn off more people, though.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm worried about. Like, I want this to do so well. Because I want the Pokemon games to just go in this direction.
I mean, I think it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people are going to get mad about it.
Oh, no. From what I'm seeing, like, even just the, you know, professional reviews, like, they're super high review scores. People are very surprised at how good this game actually ended up being. Like, you know, the only complaints I've seen, like, oh, yeah, visually it's a little muddy. And it's, like, it's not as graphically great as, like, you know, Breath of the Wild, for example. But, like...
It's still something,
right? Gameplay is king, I feel like, and I think it's proof positive that you've been playing for 13 hours this past weekend, and you know you're not even done playing.
Don't talk about my 13 hours.
Once we're done with this, I'm sure you're gonna hop back in, right? But I mean, the fact that you're having fun playing, and like the visuals aren't like quote unquote terrible, like and it's not chugging, it's not like the game's not crashing. I mean, like Breath of the Wild, it crashes every now and then. Oh yeah, if it's like too much is going on screen, the game will just be like, woo-doop, like take you back to the Switch menu and be like,
oh, and sorry. Hyrule Warriors chugs
and
so
Hyrule Warriors.
Much.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's what I was worried about for this game. It'd be like, there's no way Game Freak is gonna make a quote unquote good game. But I'm so surprised at this, and I personally can't wait to like jump in for myself with my own save file, go on my own adventure, and then like maybe sometime in the future they'll patch in like. Trainer battles and
I hope there's trainer battles.
Yeah, so far, like as of you know the weekend the game came out, there's no multiplayer element other than trading, so I mean, you know,
multiplayer battles.
Yeah, I mean that might be at least fun to trade with your friends
if they have good Pokemon.
You have to give them a good Pokemon.
I'm not giving Pokemon.
You're gonna convince your friends to give you good Pokemon and you give them trash.
I don't know what to give them.
That's bullying, Zoe.
It's not bullying. I don't know what to give them.
Well, I mean, you have to, like, give it even trade, I feel like.
I know, but I don't know what to give them. All my Pokemon are low level. Not all. The ones in my, let's just say, storage.
Oh, yeah. But those are for the research team. They can.
But then
they
you
can
gotta you could trade those too.
Yeah, you can trade pretty much any.
So that's why I gotta catch high level Pokemon to trade.
Mm-hmm. And there's no like dual version like in the past too. So it's always just this one's just Arceus. So there's no point of trading. I feel like other than like oh look what I found. Like oh I found something that you didn't find. Oh let's trade, right? So other than that. There's no point in trading, in my opinion.
That's true.
Yeah, because there's no Pokemon that you can't get in this that you can't get in, like, Sword or something, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'll be surprised to see if, like, this game is super popular. Like, I'm crossing my fingers that this ends up being, like, one of the most popular Pokemon games.
Probably will.
Because if it doesn't sell well, then there's no reason for Game Freak to, like, make a game like this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go out and buy Arceus, everybody. Arceus.
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 Arceus. Arcebladus.
What?
Okay. I'm just crossing streams again.
Oh my gosh. No.
Yeah, so far, 13 hours in, how would you rate this game on like a letter grade?
Does S count? Wait, is S one? S is.
Sure.
A letter what, right?
In my opinion, like Breath of the Wild is an S.
Yeah.
You're going to learn it's up there with Breath of the Wild? This is one of the best Switch games you've ever played?
I think it's right up there with
Ooh.
Breath of the Wild.
Keep in mind, Breath of the Wild, minimap.
Minimap. Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're two different games, so it's unfair for us to like keep comparing them. But like, you can tell that Pokemon Arceus was influenced by Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
Yeah, so... I mean, it's if you're going to copy a game, copy one of the best games ever made, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited, Z. I'm excited to see where the rest of this game takes you, how many more surprises are in store. I guess for the last question I'm going to have for you here, is there one Pokemon or two or whatever, is there a handful of Pokemon that you want to see that you haven't seen? Keep in mind, we haven't looked it up, what the full roster is. Is there a Pokemon that you're hoping to find?
Jigglypuff. Yamper, which I don't think is going to be in the game.
Yamper is specifically in that region of like Sword and Shield, so I'd be surprised if we see Yamper.
Me too.
But Jigglypuff is possible. We've been seeing a lot of Gen 1 Pokemon too.
Yeah, I want Gengar too.
Gengar is in the game.
Is he?
Yeah, because we've seen the Gastlys and the Hauntors, right?
Yeah.
And Hauntor evolves into Gengar.
Oh!
In the past though... He only evolves when you trade with somebody. So that might... Oh, there we go. That might be a reason to trade. Trade Hauntors. Like, two people trade Hauntors with each other, and they'll evolve to Gengar.
But I only have one Hauntor.
Well, get a friend, or me, you know, when you have your own copy, get a friend or somebody you know to catch a Hauntor and then trade it with one another and see what happens. But I'm not saying that's going to happen in this one. I'm just saying that's how it used to be in the past. So I can't imagine that's why. I can't imagine they wouldn't do that for this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good Pokemon. Why do you like Gengar?
Gengar's cool looking. He's scary. I get it, but still cool looking.
Oh, okay. You have a derpy face.
It's fine. At least not Lickitung.
Lickitung disturbs me.
I don't like Lickitung.
Lickitung was disturbing to me back in 1998. I can't believe he's still a thing.
And Mr. Mime.
Now there's a Mime Jr. apparently.
Was that a thing before?
No. Mr. Mime was a singular Pokemon. Didn't have an evolution or a pre-evolution.
Oh.
So I guess the pre-evolution of Mr. Mime is Mime Jr.
Ew.
It's funny that like even the female Mr. Mimes are called Mr. Mime.
Oh yeah, they are, huh?
It's so weird.
I've not caught Mr. Mime yet.
No, you're avoiding Mr. Mime like the plague. Yeah, it's okay.
I have to catch him though.
Eventually,
I gotta catch them all.
That'll be endgame stuff.
Yeah.
Zoe.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me in this episode.
You're welcome.
Cool. Maybe we'll get you back on like, you know, in a couple weeks or something after you like rolled credits, and we'll do like a full on review. Of Pokemon Legends.
You really think I'm gonna beat the game in the next 2 weeks? Well, I don't think so.
I mean, roll credits. You think you're gonna roll credits in a couple weeks? Or you? Like, beat the quote unquote final boss?
No.
No?
I'm gonna explore too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whenever you end up feeling like you've gotten enough of the game to do a full review of Pokemon Legends
Arceus,
then maybe we'll come back and, do a post-game review of it. But yeah,
I might beat it in 3 weeks though.
Maybe. That's fine. Whenever it takes, however long it takes for you, no rush. Play games how you want to play games, everybody.
Just try to catch up to me though.
It's gonna be a while for me to catch because I haven't been able to. I know I haven't been able to play at all.
I know.
But that's okay. I'm learning a lot by watching you, and now I know how to catch Eevees. So I'm gonna catch an Eevee like right away.
Wow.
So I can level it up. Like
you have a chance to catch up to me.
I do.
Until I get the game tomorrow.
That's not enough time.
I mean, you have a little bit of time to play.
I'm gonna convince your mom to ground you.
Oh.
So that you can't play Switch.
Oh.
Or I have the parental app.
No, don't do this to me.
I can actually limit your time.
No, that's cheating. I can't do it. That.
Yeah, I can say like, she's only allowed to play for 2 hours a day.
You can't do that to me. I have school. I deserve to play.
I know. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Again, well, thank you for joining me, Zizi, for a little short episode, and I can't wait to, you know, talk more Pokemon stories with you and see the things that you learn, and like maybe there's things that like I can teach you. You know, next time we meet up again. So that, yeah, I'm excited about this game. I'm so glad this game turned out to be good.
Wow, and you thought it was going to be trash.
To be fair, I didn't think it was going to be trash. I just thought it was going to be like, well, it's something, but it's not enough. But like, this is a huge leap for like this series, and I hope this, you know, like we said, I hope this sells well. I hope a lot of people can see the effort that Game Freak put into it and reward them and pick up the game and see for themselves.
And that different is good.
Different is good, yes.
Yes.
Different can be good sometimes.
Yes.
Thank you for... We'll end on that. Different is good. So, yes. For Zoe, who I don't get to talk to too much on this show, thank you for joining me again. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to learn more about our...
Keyes. Arceus. Keyes.
And if you guys are playing our Keyes, or if we've convinced you to pick up Arceus, you know, maybe tweet at us over at Dorkiest Podcast on Twitter, or you can send us an email at thedorkiestpodcast@gmail.com. I'm Mike, that's Zoe. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.